In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I have been particularly blessed because I have two mother-in-laws, Jennifer's mom and her stepmom, and they're both beautiful women, and I love them very much. That being said, if they were just raised off their deathbed, I am not about to ask them to start making me and 12 of my friends sandwiches. I'm not. That's the part of this entire story that sticks out to me. It's not so much that here's this, you know, miraculous healing or Jesus is out, casting out demons, but the mother-in-law got up and started to fix them food. It seems almost outrageous. So I started thinking about this. You know, she was cured. She got up and she started doing all this. She was healed and she got up and started doing this. And I started then to contemplate the difference between those two words, being cured and being healed. And I propose that there is, in fact, a difference between those two ideas. See, being cured means that you've gotten rid of a particular infirmity, okay? You can be cured as an example of the flu. Well, you kind of let it run its course, but it's something you get over. You can be cured of cancer. Being healed, though, is something very different. Because while, as an example, you can be cured of cancer, sometimes the emotional and psychological scars don't actually heal. There's a difference between being cured and being healed. What Jesus proposes for us is not so much cures as healing. Jesus comes to us as one who is a healer, someone who provides us something far deeper and more meaningful than perhaps a cure. See, whenever you're healed, it's something that comes out of your soul. You're at peace. You're able to, in fact, move through the trials and the anxieties of life and whatever it is that may befall you with a degree of inner peace. We are called to be people of healing, which means that we are called as Christians to be people who practice healing, who practice that peace, not just with ourselves, but with the world around us. And if we are to be healers, we have to try to experience that healing ourselves. How do we do that? Well, when you figure that out, you let me know. Inner peace is not something that you can flip a switch with. Inner peace and that peace that comes from Jesus comes from that relationship that you develop, I believe, with Him. And you cultivate it. How do you cultivate that relationship? You study His Word. You practice forgiveness. You practice loving people. You're going to fail sometimes. Sometimes you're going to hit the nail right on the head. We begin the process, I believe, of healing at baptism. And so we are extremely fortunate today to have a baptism where we can begin this process of healing and that inner peace. And it starts out with a small child because we want this child to grow up and never experience the rejection of a faith community, to never know a time when she wasn't loved and welcomed by the household of God, so that she will always know that she has a home and a place with God. Our job as those who are adults and who witness this is to give her small little tidbits of how it is that she can be a healer in this very broken and hurting world. Our job, collectively as the church, individually as family and as godparents, are to see that this child and all these children that we have baptized and have come into the faith community are loved, are appreciated, are cherished, and are taught the precepts of the Christian faith, and above all, that she should be a healer. In the words of St. Francis, St. Francis wrote a prayer, and he said, and I'll paraphrase, we pray that we are not so much loved as to love. We pray that we are not so much consoled as to console. That's right. That was an amen. You didn't know that. Our job as a Christian witness, as people engaged in healing, is to show this child and the whole world what it means to love unconditionally, to respect those who might be different from us, and to bring those outside of the faith who do not know that love and that commitment. She's going to do another thing that St. Francis said, to go out and to preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. My brothers and sisters, we begin the process of healing this broken world, little by little, with each child that is baptized, so that incrementally we can make this world the place that we pray for in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." I pray that for every child born in this world. I pray that we might be people who can be healers, because the world needs a lot of healing.